On writing that fifth book, I know all too well that writing books is hard. As far as I can tell, I'm still learning English. But books share principles with life. Be it book or life, it is always page after page, it has chapters. Books are not some fancy extra, but a pretty fancy way of rising, just rising in life. And perhaps it is somewhat old-fashioned to be urging you to write books, but I don't feel bad at all. I expect the first one is the hardest, the second one will be so good, the third one, I'm sorry, will feel as floppy as a thinly sliced ham. The fourth one, after that long, wonderful pause, will surely be the one. It will feel like such a closure. But listen, I suspect that we don't really get started until our fifth book. 'Cause you know, it's the book you don't think about writing that gets you. And I think I can actually predict enough of it to say that as children, we look to the future, as adults, we grow, and as great beings, we look at the past with wise eyes. See, it's not until we get there and glance over at ideas that we were passionate about when young, but now through the eyes of the great being, that all of a sudden things like amor fati are not merely about love of fate, but also from when we look at life. See, when looking back, we see fate as something that has largely already unfolded. And now, the love for it fits. It is the love for all we've been through, all the battles we fought and learned from, regardless if it was triumph or disaster, ease or hardship. It was what helped us grow profound, what made us ourselves. So as long as we fought to rise, so as long as it counts for more than mere whim or being pushed around, it does not matter how hard things were. It matters that nothing took away from our love of life. That we face those challenges, easy or difficult, because now you sit at the typewriter and you know the story dot for dot. See, we have to live our lives so sturdily as to bring enlightenment to our elder selves. And perhaps make them cry a little. And why the heck not? See, growing is not just getting somewhere, but also building that which will eventually become our beautiful past. And though, as children, we may need to admit to ourselves that we don't understand everything, as great beings come our golden age, we will understand what we once have struggled with. And with a great sense of accomplishment, a sense of accomplishment that wouldn't be there had we not challenged ourselves with things that were out of our grasp when we were young. So what may seem as difficulty in our youth, we will end up loving in our golden age for making us stronger and more profound and more beautiful and authentic and dignified and noble.